12:07, Kyle Bailey, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is the Noon Report. Just over an hour ago, a tsunami warning issued by the National Weather Service in effect for coastal areas between Davenport, California, and the Douglas Lane County line in Oregon, about 10 miles south of Florence. We'll get an update now on that as there's been a shift. Lieutenant Brad O'Dell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office joining us live. Lieutenant, it's been busy hour and 15 minutes or so for you. Give us the update, though.
Well, Kyle, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to help spread some information about what is actually happening. As we know, there was some earthquake activity near the California coast, near Humboldt County, California. As a result of that, National Weather Service and others issued a tsunami warning, which did also impact Douglas County as well. So we gave some early alert regarding that to allow people the opportunity to move away from the water, not exactly knowing what the impact would be yet. It's, again, that early notification and warning is critical. What we've just learned in the last few minutes is that the tsunami warning has been canceled for the coastal areas of California and Oregon, and that includes the coastal communities of Douglas County. So again, really great news there. This has been canceled. They're no longer expecting a tsunami impact to those areas.
And of course, a lot of folks got the warnings on their phones. You could hear it in our busy office with dozens of people and the phones going off simultaneously. Got a lot of concern initially, and just listening on the scanner, it was interesting to hear how quickly some of your staff and some of the other folks involved were out there in Bridgeport, Winchester Bay, and nearby, getting ready to put caution tape out and going out and trying to get the attention of boaters and things like that. It's one of those situations where it's really up in the air, but you've got to move quickly and get the word out there and make sure people are ready to act.
Yeah, certainly. There's a lot of, when we receive a warning like this, there's a lot of moving parts to it. I can tell you that here at the courthouse today, things ramped up very quickly, involving multiple different departments and partners. Of course, the sheriff was involved, as well as the county's emergency manager, Emily Ring. County commissioners were engaged, and we all just kind of come together and begin working on ensuring that tasks are complete. And what's also, you mentioned the deputies and the other county staff in the coastal area that began doing their job, and that's because a result of training. There's been an importance in practice in the event that something like this were to occur. Great news is that there was no actual impact. We can review our processes and make sure that we're all moving in a positive direction and, you know, tweak anything that needs to be tweaked and use this as a learning lesson for us for the next time that we have to. But again, a lot of things happen very quickly. A lot of information, you know, comes out in such a quick manner. It's hard to determine what's accurate and what's not. And that's why we place such a huge emphasis on looking towards those official sources for information that's accurate and is real time.
All right, Lieutenant Brad O'Dell from the Douglas County Sheriff's Office. Again, that tsunami warning canceled. Lieutenant, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
KQEN News Time is 12:11.
A dense fog advisory is in effect until 1 p.m. today.